Welcome to the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. And hey, I'm super excited as we're kicking off the first podcast episode of 2025. So before we get started, hey, hopefully you got your goals locked in. We talked about that on our last podcast, but I just want to say before we get started, the number one goal that I have for myself, right, is every single day of 2025 to simply look at my goals and write my goals down. Right? One of the mistakes I made last year, even though I had many different wins and I accomplished lots of different goals, is there were some days I missed, man. And then sometimes you can just blink and a day might go by, or maybe my foot was hurt, right? So I took, you know, a couple days off and then it turned into a week. So life can get away from you so quickly when you don't stay committed to just simply looking at your goals. So definitely, hey, self-awareness, my gift to you. Right? Pay attention to your goals every single day. If you do that, I assure you, you will crush them. We're going to kick off 2024 by saying, what did we learn, or 2025, what did we learn in 2024? So I have a list of, topics I'm going to share with you that really they're just lessons from top executives of what they learned and what they're implementing in 2025. So no matter if you manage a team, manage a business, right, in your career, we're going to be talking about what top executives were thinking about and the decisions that are shaping 2025 so they can be successful. So let's get right back in. Hey, the number one lesson from top executives in 2024 is continually learning and innovating ways to navigate uncertainty, whether it be their career or their business units, right? We all know when we talk about leadership that adaptability is, you know, the cornerstone of leadership. So executives last year had to learn about pivoting strategies, right? So that's one of the top lessons learned. So pivoting strategies, let's kind of talk about that. If it's in your career, a lot of markets weren't doing well last year. So what did executives have to do? They had to pivot into new markets. Maybe new marketing themselves for a career. Maybe their domain, their industry wasn't doing well, right? And they had to transition to do something totally different, right? We work with many of those professionals at Executive Career Upgrades, which, by the way, if you don't know, hey, $30 million in salary increases and over 500 multiple six-figure offers. So as always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free consultation with our team. But hey, so executives had to learn, right? Like, how do I pivot myself into a new career? Or how do I handle, you know, business challenges during economic or market shifts? We know, right? And hopefully that's going to change soon. Inflation, man, inflation is just wrecking businesses in America right now, right? I have many friends who own many small, mid, and large-sized businesses that were all impacted some way, somehow, because of the inflation that we're experiencing in America. So remember, one of the top lessons that you need to learn, hey, how can I have a process to navigate uncertainty, whether it's in my career or my business? Do some research, ladies and gentlemen. Number two, the top lesson learned was prioritizing employee well-being, right? Because the rise of mental health initiatives and flexible work environments are very prevalent right now. So what we see is leaders who implemented well-being programs saw extremely higher retention and engagement. So hey, with the younger generations, because there's a couple on this list that are talking about the younger generations, right? We need to make sure that they're set up for success. We have to make sure of that. How can we make sure that our employees are set up for success? We need programs that help that, right? You'd be crazy to think if outside of work, external factors aren't impacting your team or your business. It's actually crazy. Right? Your employees are only with you for 8 hours a day. We call it, you know, here at ECU, or I call it for the sales team, our daily reset meeting. Why? Because we're working and then we go out to the world where, let's be honest, people are crazy and crazy things are happening. And every crazy thing that's happening is posted on social media and delivered right here to you, right? Whether it's that Tesla truck blowing up or people doing weird stuff around January 1st, right? It's always going to be there. The distractions, right? So, having, you know, some systems in place for your employees, you know, is super important. I believe the last time I looked up the stat on wellness programs. It was something like a $2 billion or $3 billion industry. I'm sure it's rising. But hey, top lessons learned. Take care of your people. Number three, technology. What did we see? Man, we saw ChatGPT. ChatGPT 1, 2, 3, 4, ChatGPT-O. What is it? Amazon's quantum computer chip, the Willow, right? Doing just like amazing things. So, AI and automation are tools, not threats. That's one of the key points that a lot of executives, you know, came to. And really, you just need to know AI is not going anywhere, and neither is automation. And if you're not learning how to use it with your team, et cetera, we use it multiple ways here, right? We use it to help us develop content, create hooks, you know, help do email, books, podcasts, anything that you can think of, right? AI is out there to help you do so much and be so much more productive. It could even tell you exactly how to lose 5 pounds in the next 30 days. You say, you know, it'll give you a workout plan, it'll give you a diet. So know that AI and automation are not going anywhere. So executives know that they have to learn, hey, how can I use this to actually expand my business unit, right? Or just get more, get better at operational effectiveness. Power of transparency. A lot of leaders were saying, you know, we are, with transparency, what they were talking about was, you know, with social media, the way it is right now, we have, you know, I'm sure you saw many posts going viral of companies and videos, right, on TikTok, Instagram, of companies letting go of people or whatnot, or the ways that CEOs were conducting themselves, right? It's out there all on video. So what I mean is, you know, one of the lessons that is on this list is the power of transparency and how executives can earn trust with those people. And that just boils down to executives, you know, and I know that's a small portion, but now more than ever, you know, companies and leaders will get exposed so quickly for bad business practices, right? So what maybe you could have got away with in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, that is gone, right? Social media happens so quick, you know, even, you know, and each year it just gets more and more and more and more and more prevalent, right? So you need to know as a leader, you always need to be on your game and you always, you know, need to make the right decision, because the minute you don't, it could really hurt. So you need to learn how to build trust with your teams. That was a big one. Data-driven decisions. Strategic decision-making under pressure is another lesson that, you know, lots of executives took away. You know, our mentor has a saying like, hey, I don't make decisions without data. So the name of the game for 2025 for executives is making data-driven decisions, right, quickly. So how can you do that? How can you do that in your business unit? We're living in the day and age of technology right now, right? You need to be able to hire people quickly, train them quickly, deploy them quickly, handle projects quickly. That's what the marketplace wants, right? And a lot of that, you can't build those programs and processes better if you don't analyze that data, right? Of how effective is your onboarding program, right? How quickly do your employees, you know, how is the recruitment process, right? I know I'm just talking about onboarding and hiring right now, but strategic decision-making and using data and making quick decisions is becoming more and more vital. One example is look what Elon Musk just did when he took over Twitter, right? What did he do? Hey, based on data, I'm getting rid of all of these people because we can run it with this. Quick decision he made, right? So, succession planning, a big one on top executives' mind, right? Investing in the next generation of leaders. And a lot of them said one of their goals was to create successful mentorship programs in 2024. That's what I'm trying to do here at Exec Upgrades, right? I always make sure I try on the sales side, right? The enrollment team or the coaching team to try to be involved in something. And I'm planning out my 2024 needs. We had a great training program in 2024 that we love doing. And now we're on to, you know, continual development. But the biggest thing is, hey, if you're a business leader, just remember, your team is your most valuable resource. And they need more knowledge plus action to get better. It's our job as leaders to invest in training, right? So that our team can get bigger, or our team can get better and deliver better results for the customers that you serve. Which is another thing. Customer-centric strategies, right? Listening, top lessons. Listening to customers is key to staying competitive. I know this is a no-brainer. Most of this is, right? I'm just letting you know there's so many things to focus on in life and to be successful, right? What do we need to focus on every single day to be successful? We need to do our goals. We need to work out. We need to eat right. We need to prioritize our time. We need to spend time with our family. We need to do a million things, right? But these stories, when I read this, if you don't know, it made me think of Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. If you don't know, back in 2008, when the housing market was happening, he closed, like most people, right, closed a lot of their underperforming stores. Howard Schultz actually closed 500 Starbucks, right? What he did was very unlike other people. He actually started going across the country to different Starbucks, asking customers about their experience and exactly what they wanted. So remember, whether you're a director, executive, VP, right, you need to be involved in listening to your customers, your customer satisfaction surveys, etc. This was on the eyes of lots of executives in 2024. And lastly, balancing growth with stability, right? The top lesson people tried to learn in 2024 is how can we scale businesses without compromising culture or core values? So just to kind of recap, these are the top lessons learned by top executives in 2024. How to navigate uncertainty, how to prioritize employee well-being, how do we embrace technology, the power of transparency as it relates to our team, strategic decision-making under pressure, leadership development and succession planning, customer-centric strategies, and balancing growth with stability. What will be a top lesson from 2024? What are some trends that you think are going to happen in 2025? I think we're going to see a lot more people coming back to the office. I'm going to make that claim right now. I see Amazon's called people back, Microsoft, Chase Bank, bunch of people are calling people back into the office. So that is my big prediction for 2025. We still need remote employees, right? Hey, if you're managing global teams, right, I don't think you need to be in an office, but hey, I am not the leaders of the large organizations, right? So that's what I think is coming, is more people are going to go back into the office. So hey, as we wrap up this podcast, right, what is one lesson that you took from 2024 that maybe you're going to bring with you in 2025? I'll see you next week on the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. As always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Have a great day.